Good afternoon and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now, toll free at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now, open your Bibles, open your minds, and join the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock here this afternoon, and glad to be with you. I hope you'll stay tuned here this afternoon, and I appreciate Pastor Lutz on the program before us. Pastor Lutz, of course, the pastor of North Coast Baptist Church, will be filling in for me next week, and pray for me. I'm going to have a busy day next week, and I'm trying to figure out how I can get everything done next Friday that I need to get done and still make our Friday night Bible study at our church. And I know I'm going to be late for that, and that's why I'm missing the program next week. But I'm sure Pastor Lutz, despite what he said on his program previously, is going to do a good job. And I've had him fill in for us before, and so we'll be looking forward to that. So be sure and join us again next week as well. Also, want to remind you, of course, that you can certainly find out more about us or about our church, the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, where I'm the pastor, by going to our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and you can find out a whole lot more there. And let's see, I was a couple things else I was going to mention here. We're hoping to get a guest calling in here with us today, discussing some of the things that are happening down at the State House. So I'll let you know as soon as that call comes in. But in the meanwhile, I do want to remind you, and I had a paper when I started, there it is. If you're a church in the area, there's an opportunity coming up with the Ohio is having the Republican National Convention meeting here in July, and there's an opportunity. They would like to find or identify churches in the area that would be willing to, if you're a Bible believing church and you're always wanting people to visit, you'll like this. They want churches who would be willing to have some of the out of town delegates and visitors and things that are coming in for the convention. They want to find churches, identify churches that would be willing to have them come to church and worship with them. How about that? That's an opportunity. And contact Rob Frost. He's the chairman of the Republican Party in Cuyahoga County, and you can find out a little bit more about that. And his email address, I think I can give that out. It's on his website there. So that's not like it's privilege information, but it's rfrost@cuyahogacountygop.com. And I'll be putting this email that I have from Rob Frost on our Facebook page and on our website at livewithpastoral.com. And so you can find out some of that information there. I don't have it up there yet. Bear with me. I'm the one that does it, and I'm the one that puts together everything for the radio program and everything. So I have to wear a lot of hats when you're a pastor of a very small church. But this is a tremendous opportunity, and there's going to be other opportunities that we as believers in this area here in Northeast Ohio can have an impact. You know, if you can have some of these people into your church, you know, you have an impact. You have an opportunity to speak to them and not only be a blessing to them, but hopefully challenge them to be salt and light if they're genuinely born again, you know, to make a difference. The convention is where they write the Republican Party platform. They'll put that together. The platform that they had in the last convention 4 years ago in 2012 was an excellent party platform, one of the strongest pro-life party platforms ever put together, one of the most conservative major party platforms ever put together. And there's, you know, unfortunately, there are some in the Republican Party that would like to move that platform to the left, would like to tone down its strong pro-life position. would like to take away the stand for traditional marriage. And you know, as a church, as a pastor, by inviting these delegates to join with you during your worship services, you have an opportunity. You get to know some of these people, and who knows, you may have somebody in your church that has the ear of somebody who will be helping draft the final language in the Republican Party platform this year. And you know, if it was the Democrats that were in town, I'd be urging you to do the same thing if we had the Democrat convention. Because, you know, only way that you can be salt and light is to, you know, for salt to work, it's got to get out of the shaker. You know, the church is the shaker, so to speak, and you got to get out into the community. You got to get out and make a difference. And if you don't get out of the shaker, you're not going to make a difference. And for light to work, it's got to get out from underneath the cover. You don't, you know, light a candle, the Bible says, and put it under a bushel. It does no good that way. And so let me encourage you to get involved. Let me encourage you, as we have some tremendous opportunities to get out and be a witness, and try and reach people with the gospel. I mean, these delegates, they're people, they've got souls. They need to hear, thus saith the Lord. They need godly guidance, and they need the influence of God's people to help them. You know, I'm amazed learning about the different things that go on leading up to, during, and after a major party convention. You know, Cleveland has not had one. Ohio's not had one, I guess, since the 1930s. And so I've not seen all the stuff that's involved, but you know, we need to be involved. We need to do what we can, because you know, I state this a lot on our program, and I do at our church as well. We're called to be salt and light, and in order to do so, we've got to get involved. Let me read that verse to you. I've alluded to it, but I'll go ahead and read it. It's here in Matthew chapter 5. In Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 13, the Bible says, "Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt hath lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and give it light unto all that are in the house." So, or then he says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven." Now, think about this. You're the salt of the earth, he starts saying here. And then he talks about, if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? Now, salt is a tremendous mineral. I mean, it's one of the few minerals that we eat directly. I mean, how many people think, you know, I'm going to go out and eat some minerals? Well, salt is a mineral, sodium chloride, and a very common mineral, and it's a very vital mineral. Salt is very important, and in your diet. And some people tend to be salt phobes. Salt, have a salt phobia. I knew one guy who was just deathly afraid of salt. He was always checking labels for salt. He was always, "Oh, don't put salt on that. If you reach for the salt shaker, oh, that's going to kill you. Oh, no." The truth of the matter is, salt, if you drink enough water and you don't overdo it, salt's not going to really bother you too much. And there are some people with health reasons that do have a problem with salt, and obviously they need to be careful. But for most people, if you don't overdo it, you don't put a pound of salt on your bowl of soup, and if you drink plenty of water in your diet, and you know, I certainly know that I need to drink more water during the course of the day myself. I try to, and most of us don't. We think, well, I'm drinking coffee, I'm drinking tea, I'm drinking pop, I'm drinking this, I'm drinking that, but we're not drinking water. Water will flush your system out, and your system, if you're reasonably healthy, will balance the salt out. But I digress. Salt, when it was stored, because it was so valuable as a preservative, it was so valuable to season things. I mean, salt, a little salt really make something taste a lot better. Well, they would store it, and the salt that was on the ground would absorb moisture from the earth, and it would not taste as good. It would lose its savor, as he's saying there. And it was because it was contaminated with the world, with the earth. And they would throw it out in the street, and they would just use it to basically help keep down the weeds and things like that. That's about all they could do with it. And that's what he's saying. You're the salt of the earth, but the salt had lost its savor. Wherewith shall it be salted? Is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast down, be trodden under the foot of men. And we want to be salt that makes a difference in the world. We want to be salt that can be used. And we got to get out of the shaker. We don't want to be contaminated so by the world that we're of no good. And the same with light, it needs to be up where it can be casting light and visible to the world around them. Well, you can give us a call here today too at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. And we do have a caller calling in, and we have Nancy calling in. And Nancy, welcome to the program here today.
Well, thank you, Pastor Al. Very, very interesting about salt and light. And I know some Christians, or I'm not even sure if they are Christians. You never hear them witness to anybody else or even talk about witnessing to other people. And I'm just wondering if they're truly saved. Now, maybe they do. I just don't hear them. It's like they, well, I'm going to be a good example, that type of thing. And are they really saved? And then I want to make a comment about salt, and then also Titus 2.
Okay.
I know I'm trying to cover too much here. But,
no.
Is it possible somebody is truly a Christian when you never hear them witness to anybody or even talk about it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, it is true. Okay.
When I was in college, I went to Colorado State University, and I was saved at the time. I was saved when I was younger, and I was not an active witness at that time. I really wasn't in church. I know I was saved, but there were several reasons for that. One of them was I wasn't in church. I wasn't in a church where I was being encouraged to be a witness. I wasn't. Mm-hmm. I wasn't reading my Bible like I should have been. I mean, I would make attempts. You know, well, I'll read at least a verse before I go to bed. How's that? That's better than nothing, but not by much.
Yeah.
But and sometimes I would feel guilty and say, well, I should read at least a chapter a day, and that wouldn't always last that long. And but what I'm getting at is I was not living for the Lord at the time, so I was not being a vocal witness. I also know somebody who was going through a time in their life where they were having struggles, and they're genuinely saved, and they were saying, well, I knew I should have been a witness to this person, but I didn't because my life wasn't what it should be. With those two examples, you know, mine, it was just, I was cold. You know, I wasn't in church. I wasn't living for the Lord. I wasn't reading my Bible. I wasn't on fire for the Lord like I should have been. And that was the reason, you know, a big reason that I wasn't a witness. And in the other case, it was somebody who was saying, well, you know, my life isn't what it should be. Therefore, I don't feel comfortable witnessing. Now, see, in both of those cases, you know, the error there is I should have been getting into church, and I should have gotten on fire for the Lord, and thankfully I had people praying for me, and when I graduated from college and then wound up in the Air Force, God got a hold of my heart. I rededicated my life to the Lord, and now here I am, and so that's a good thing, and then in the case of somebody whose life, you know, if you're waiting for your life to be perfect, it's never going to be. In fact, I remember that when we first considered doing this radio program, we started with our Sunday night program over 10 years ago now, and one of the things that honestly gave me pause about doing it was, you know, my life isn't perfect, and I was thinking, what if somebody says, oh, I shouldn't listen to you because your life isn't perfect. But you know, that's a lie of the devil, because there's only one perfect life that's ever been lived, and that was Jesus Christ. And, you know, so we're never going to be perfect. We can get on fire for God and start doing things, and we just need to start where we're at. Then another thing, too, is there's a lot of churches out there that say, well, you know, don't offend people. Just let your light shine. And Nancy, I'm going to have to let you know, too, our guest that we were hoping to get on is called in, too. So I'll have to let your question on Titus go till next time, okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
So I appreciate that, though, and actually this ties in somewhat with what we're talking about with our guests. So, but thank you for calling. I appreciate that, Nancy. And we've got Chris Long calling in on the program here today. And Chris Long is the president of Ohio Christian Alliance. Chris, welcome to the program today.
Oh, good afternoon, Pastor Al. Good to be with you.
Great to have you. We're just talking about the importance of Christians being salt and light in the world, and had also touched upon, I had sent an email to Rob Frost, who, as you know, is the chairman of the Cuyahoga County Republican Party, in regards to having churches in the area in looking towards a convention coming in July, who are willing to allow delegates to come to their services. How about that?
Oh, that's a great idea.
And I'd like to encourage, I don't know if you've heard about it, but if you get in touch with them, they're actually going to have somebody hired to be a special projects coordinator to help coordinate with churches and these various delegates from the states coming in for the convention, so they can find places to worship while they're here.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. And, you know, I know that they've got some great plans for the RNC convention, outreach into the local community. It's going to be a big event for Cleveland and the surrounding area and for the community. And so they're expecting 50,000 for the convention, including 15,000 members of the media.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's going to be a big event. They're going to have a lot of outreach and a lot of opportunity for local Clevelanders to get involved, and I think that's a fantastic idea.
Oh, yeah, and as I was saying at the start of the program, what an opportunity to be salt and light, to be an influence, a godly influence on these delegates and these various people that come in, and the media. Our churches, you know, meets in the Holiday Inn Express in Richfield, Ohio, and it's one of the places that's going to have different people there, as well as the other hotels next to us.
You know what? You're sitting, absolutely. In fact, that's great that, you know, many of the hotels all around the surrounding area are already pre-booked by the for the attendees of the RNC conference convention, and all as far south as Akron.
Yes.
And so, no, that's great. And then right where you're at, obviously, absolutely, your hotel's going to be filled with attendees, and
mm-hmm.
you meet right there. On, in fact, my wife and I were talking this afternoon that we want to stop in and visit. I've had a privilege of filling your pulpit for you, and we want to come over and visit the church again, and we love the folks there at your church and fellowship, so that's going to be a great opportunity.
Oh, I'm excited about the potential that we have as churches, as pastors, as Christians here to exert an influence, you know, on the people who will be not just voting for the candidate, but also putting together the party platform and a whole host of other things that they're going to be doing. That's exciting.
Well, it really is. That is exactly how we can be involved. You know, Franklin Graham has called for a 50-state prayer gathering this year, praying for our nation,
mm-hmm.
praying for its direction. He's traveling the country. It's a very nonpartisan affair. It's just that he's wanting to offer up prayer and have God's church come together and to pray for our nation at this time. And so, you know, that's something we can absolutely get on board with. And so we're actually talking to the members of the Ohio State House, and I'll give you an update on your program as I get information of when that's going to take place. He'll be coming through with the team, and they'll be sometime this summer and visiting Ohio and having a prayer assembly at the Ohio State House, and we'll make sure that your listeners are aware of that as well.
All right. Well, I'm looking at the clock here, and there's a couple things I wanted to touch on here real quick today, too, and it's why I asked you to call in. You were just down at the State House this past week, and there's three things going on down there in particular that I'm excited about, and I want to save the big one that you gave testimony on here for just a moment, because it was in the news yesterday. The Ohio Senate passed a bill to block the funding of Planned Parenthood in Ohio.
That's
tremendous.
Big news, great news. The Ohio Senate passed to defund Planned Parenthood in Ohio. You know, we surveyed candidates over the years for about 15 years now, asking them to defund Planned Parenthood, the nation's number one abortion group. And, of course, the videos that were released this summer detailed the nefarious activity of Planned Parenthood. It wasn't really going to help women as much as it was to, as Carly Farina said last night on the debate, Planned Parenthood basically selling body parts of unborn aborted children. It's just a tragedy. It's an atrocity. Our political officials are aware of it. They moved quickly here in Ohio to defund Planned Parenthood. The Senate passed it. It previously passed in the House. It's going on to the governor's desk, and it's going to take away about $3.1 million from them annually out of the state budget, so we're thrilled about that.
That is tremendous. So we need to pray that Governor Kasich will sign this bill. He's not always reliable on some of these issues, is he?
Well, that's right. You know, but the governor has been, you know, I think he's on record as he is supporting this measure.
Oh, great. That's good to hear.
Planned Parenthood. Yeah. In fact, he was on the debate stage earlier this year and was saying where other governors like Governor Christie had defunded Planned Parenthood, Jeb Bush when he was Florida governor of Florida, Bobby Jindal in Louisiana, Mike Huckabee in Arkansas. He said, well, we're still trying to find a way. I think it was an embarrassing moment for him. And so I think he will take pen in hand and with vigor sign that into law. But that's all the indication we have is that the governor will sign it. But we'll keep you posted.
Well, that's great. And touch on another one real quick. Do you know the status of the Ohio Pastor Protection Act? Last I heard, it was still waiting to you know, be finalized.
That's right. You know, there's some good news on that front. It had a sponsor hearing last mm-hmm. month by State Representative Nino Vitelli.
Right.
And it will now get proponent hearings, we're told, early in February. I'm glad you brought that up, because we're told by February 9th or 10th there will be proponent testimony in committee to move that bill forward. And we're going to line up a number of clergy to come in, those associated with Christian associations, to come in and support the Pastors Protection Act. Folks can call their legislator and urge them to support the Pastors Protection Act, and that's House Bill 286. That's sponsored by State Representative Nino Vitelli and 24 other House co-sponsors. So it's in committee now,
right,
and it's moving forward.
And of course, this Ohio Pastor Protection Act will enable ordained and licensed ministers and religious societies to refuse to perform or solemnize marriages, or allow marriage ceremonies that don't conform to their sincerely held religious beliefs, and exempt them from being sued for that.
And that's right. It gives them religious protection under state law, statute law, as it is currently. Obviously, we have the state constitution. But in light of the SCOTUS decision mm-hmm. by the Supreme Court on homosexual marriage, there is a lot of questions that has gone up. And with that, states need to move now to underline and underscore the First Amendment of our Constitution, and that is the freedom of religion. And
absolutely.
And House Bill 286, the Pastors Protection Act, will go a long way to, and in this current environment, to underscore that religious liberty trumps all liberties, and that no one should be compelled against their faith to be coerced into doing something that's against their the violation of their conscience. And
absolutely.
And that's what the Pastors Protection Act is all about.
Yeah. Now let's shift gears real quick again, and I apologize, we only got like about a minute or two left for coming
Not
down
all.
To the
Happy
wire.
Not to accommodate.
But let's look. Okay, the other thing, you were given testimony just this past week down at the State House on the proposal to enact online voter registration in Ohio. And if you can give me about a minute synopsis of that, where we stand, or less than that. We got less than a minute, so real quick.
Can do. The online voter registration is a bill that would allow for online voter registration. We told the committee, let's not jump into this thing in 2016. Let's delay it till 2017. We're concerned
right.
the website might be compromised, but the committee heard our testimony and they're considering it. In fact, they've delayed hearings on it for now, so that was good news.
That's excellent. Hey, Chris Long, Ohio Christian Alliance, I want to thank you for your work and thank you for being on with us today. A lot of things going. If we're going to be salt and light in the world, we need to get involved. Real quick, give us your website there.
That's Ohio Christian Alliance. That's ohioca.org, or phone 330 330- 887-1922. God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that and that information. And we got to get involved. We got to get involved in the society around us. That includes politics. But thank you for listening. Join us again next time. God bless.
You've just listened to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also like us on Facebook or listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9. The Bible Baptist Church meets at the Richfield Holiday Inn Express at 5171 Brecksville Road in Richfield. You can contact Pastor Al by writing to Pastor Al Davis at P.O. Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 11 to midnight and again next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2 right here on AM 1220 The Word. Live with Pastor Al has been brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.